wonder, you know, I wonder if I've missed something in life because I've never had a sugar plum. And I don't even know if I saw one, if I would recognize it. You know, I guess I'm too young for all this stuff after all. Ah, yes. It's time for Frosty.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Frosty, clumsy as he can be, see him loping along. Off he goes on an icicle spree with a happy song.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop.
And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump.
Look at Frosty go.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump. Over the hills and snow.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, Perry Como. And a little Frosty the Snowman. Busy time of the year for everybody. And I appreciate you tuning in tonight. And where it is so busy and so hectic, people are scrambling around work, trying to get their work done, finished for the year. You know, and the classic is, you know, your boss says, I need you to give me your goals for next year. Like, you know, you're going to really set some goals for yourself that you'll never attain so he can turn around and fire your butt. But, you know, anyway, that's life in the corporate world. So, you know, it's nice that we can relax here a little bit and listen to some nice, pleasant music. I've got a gift for you. We're going to listen to Bing. We're going to listen to Frank. We're going to listen to Andy. And I'm actually going to play one of my favorite old-time radio shows for the holiday, a nice Jack Benny. Jacko's out doing a little shopping, and he's going to look for some cufflinks for Dawn. And, well, you can only imagine what happens. And Mel Blanc is featured in this, and Blanc is just priceless. So stay tuned for that, and I hope you're enjoying a little peace and quiet late this Friday night. Thanks for tuning in.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true. Candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love, every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too. Song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true, and this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours everyone Merry Christmas, may your every New Year dream come true.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Frank.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Frank Sinatra singing, chorus and orchestra conducted by Gordon Jenkins, and so nice to listen to. Well, here we go with the main event. Jack Benny, shopping for Christmas. Jack goes to buy Don some cufflinks. This episode aired in December 2nd of 1951. And, you know, I've got to tell you, it's the characters in this that make the show. Benny is Benny. He's his dependable old self. Glad to be the brunt of everybody's joke, but the characters, I have to say, the floor walker, Frank Nelson, yes! I mean, you just don't get comedy like this anymore. So here we go. We're going shopping with Jack Benny and Mary Livingston and the whole gang. I hope you love it.
The Jack Benny Program, transcribed, presented by Lucky Strike. And now a word of interest to smokers. For years you've heard talk, double talk, words about noses, words about throats, empty promises. Cigarette advertising is filled with them. Now this smokescreen of double talk is swept away by facts, not claims. Facts. The facts are that Lucky's fine, mild, good-tasting tobacco goes into a cigarette that's made better. Lucky Strike. Try a carton today.
Be happy, go lucky, go Lucky Strike today.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go down to a local department store where Jack and Mary have gone to do their Christmas shopping.
Gosh, Mary, no matter how early you do your Christmas shopping, the stores are always crowded.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. I have to get a present for my producer, my sound effects men, my engineer, my script girl.
By the way, Jack, what are you giving your four writers?
My four writers? Oh, something they can really use.
What's that?
A fifth writer. Now, Mary, I know what to get everybody in the cast but Don Wilson. Have you any suggestions?
Well, the jewelry counter's over there. Why don't you get him a nice pair of cufflinks?
Say, that's a good idea. Come on, Mary. Here we are.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to see some cufflinks.
Huh? Well, we have a large variety. All these you see here are $1.98.
$1.98?
Yes, sir.
Jack, here's some better-looking cufflinks in this case.
Oh, yes. I think Don would like this pair. Yeah.
They're solid gold.
Gold? How much are they?
$40.
$40?
The cheap ones turn green.
He sure did, didn't he? Look, Jack, Don has been with you 18 years. It's about time you got him something nice.
You know, Mary, you're right. I'm going to get Don these gold cufflinks. He deserves it. Mister, I'll take these $40 cufflinks.
Yes, sir.
Does that include the engraving?
Yes, we do it right here. It only takes a few minutes.
Good. Now, clerk, these cufflinks are for a friend of mine named Don Wilson. So put a D on one cufflink and a W on the other.
Yes, sir.
Have them gift wrapped and see that Mr. Wilson gets it before Christmas. CBS Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Mary, let's go to the sporting goods section. I want to pick out something for Phil.
Wait a minute, Jack. I want to stop at the hosiery counter first.
Okay.
May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to see some nylons, please.
Surely. Are they for yourself?
No, they're for my sister.
Oh, you're buying something for Babe?
Yes.
Stocking?
Uh-huh.
What size?
16 and a half.
I beg your pardon. What size stocking did you say?
16 and a half.
Madam, the boxes don't come that big.
Mary, maybe you made a mistake. Babe's feet can't be that large.
Yes, they are, Jack. That's why she's in such demand during the grape-crushing season.
Oh, Well, Mary, why don't you get her present later? I like to finish my shopping first.
Just a minute, Jack. As long as we're here at the stocking counter, I want to buy a pair for myself.
Mary, you don't have to buy stockings. I was going to give you some for Christmas.
I'll buy my own. I wore the stockings you gave me last year, and everybody thought I was a nurse.
Well, how do I know what kind you want? Now, hurry up, Mary, because I want to pick out something for Phil.
Can I help you, young man?
Huh?
I said, can I help you?
Oh, are you a clerk?
Just for the Christmas rush. I'm really Glenn McCarthy, and I'm only working here to pay my income tax.
Oh. Well, gee, I'd like to get something for my parents.
Your mother and father, eh?
Yeah, how did you know?
Oh, I just figured it out.
Oh, well, I think I'll get my mother a new corset.
Well, don't you think she should come down and pick out her own corset?
Oh, Mother hasn't left the house for 3 days.
Was she sick?
No, the string broke on her old one. She can't get through the door.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, we were spending a quiet evening at home, and all of a sudden, boing! And steel stays flew in all directions.
Oh, my goodness. Was anybody hurt?
No, but my father got pinned to the wall. Well, anyway, wrap up that size 44 corset and I'll take it with me.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see, Mary. The sporting goods counter should be...
Hello, Mr. Beanie.
Mr. Kitzel.
I see the Yuletide is catching up with you. You too, Miss Livingstone.
Yes. Are you doing your Christmas shopping, Mr. Kitzel?
Ooh. I'm a busy boy. Look at these armful of bundles. Ooh, the things I am buying. For my wife, I'm getting a house coat, and for my nephew, I'm getting some electric trains.
Oh, Lionel?
No, his name is Sam.
Oh.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Benny. I got to run over to the liquor department and buy a present for my brother. I'm going to get him some of that very expensive imported brandy.
Napoleon?
No, his name is Lionel.
Oh.
Well... Good to see you. Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kitzel.
Same to you. You better not pout. You better not cry. Better watch out. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
Now, let's see. Where was I going?
Jack, you better get Phil's present. I think the sporting goods is over here.
Yeah, we'll go over and... Oh, just a minute, Mary.
What's the matter?
I've been thinking about Don's gift. I'm afraid I had it engraved wrong. I'm going back to the jewelry department. Come on. Oh, clerk. Clerk.
Yes, sir?
Remember me? I bought a $40 pair of gold cufflinks here a few minutes ago, and I'd like to change the engraving.
But, mister, I've already got it wrapped with ribbon and pencil and everything.
I'm sorry, but I want you to change the engraving, so you'll have to open it up.
But, mister...
Now, please, I'm a customer here. Now, open it up.
Okay. Now, what do you want?
Well, the way it is now, there's a D on one cufflink and a W on the other. Now, I'd like you to put both initials on each one of them.
Okay, I'll go fix it.
Jack, that's ridiculous. What's wrong with the way it was?
Well, with Don Wilson, it's the only sensible thing to do. See, when Don wears them, people will see the D on one cuff link, and they'll be curious to see what's on the other one. And I want to save them that long walk. Now, clerk, wrap it nicely with the tinsel and the ribbon.
I'll wrap it.
Come on, Mary. Now we can go to the sporting goods department. Well, here we are.
Gee, they sure have a nice assortment of guns and hunting equipment, Jack.
Yes, I think I should be able to get something for Phil here. Oh, clerk! Clerk.
Well, you're back again this year.
Would you mind helping me?
Certainly. Across which aisle?
Now, don't be so smart.
Jack, don't start an argument with him. Just buy Phil's present.
Look, I came here to get something for a friend of mine. Now, he's the rugged type.
Well, there's always camping equipment. Does he sleep outdoors much?
Yeah, sometimes right in front of his house. Gee, I don't know what to get him.
Well, while you're making up your little mind, I'll wait on another customer.
Okay, do you mind if I fool around with this gun?
Go right ahead. It's loaded.
Gosh, you know, Mary, it's hard to buy something for Phil.
Maybe he'd like this fishing rod.
Yeah, say, that might be nice. Oh, clerk.
Just a minute. I have other customers.
Yes, sir. I'll wait.
That'll be $8.76, madam.
Gee.
Have you decided on that tennis racket, young man? Good, that'll be $12.75.
Gosh. Ouch!
Finally got your nose caught in it.
Never mind, just give me that fishing rod. Now wrap it up and I'll call for it later. Come on, Mary. Well, don't say anything. Here comes Phil now.
Hiya, Jackson, Hello, Livy, you little fugitive from the doll counter, you.
Hello, Phil. You're certainly carrying a lot of packages.
Yeah, I've been shopping all day. Got presents for everybody. How about you two?
Well, I'm nearly finished with my shopping.
$5 is almost gone, huh?
Phil, for your information, I just spent $40 on Don Wilson.
What'd you do, take him to lunch?
No, I...
Look out, Phil. One of your packages is slipping. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there it goes.
Darn it, now I got to get Remley another present.
Mary, let's move away. I'm getting dizzy here. See you later, Phil.
So long, kid.
Goodbye,
Bye,
Phil.
Bye, Phil.
Come on, Mary. I still have to buy something for my sister Florence.
Oh, Jack, look. There's Santa Claus.
Yeah, look at him, with his red suit and white beard.
Jack, he's coming toward us.
I'm going to talk to him. Hello, Santa.
Hiya, bud.
Huh?
Long time no see.
Come on, Mary, let's get away from here.
Wasn't that the...
Yes, that's the tout I always see at the racetrack. Imagine him, of all people, being Santa Claus. Well, let's see, I think I might get something for my sister.
Oh, Jack!
Oh, hello, Don.
Hello, Don.
Oh, hello, Mary. Oh, gee, what trouble I'm having in this store. Wish I didn't have such a big stomach.
Why?
Well, it seems there's a piano missing, and they've searched me 3 times.
Well, it's your own fault, Don. You should diet once in a while.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, say, Jack, I'm glad I bumped into you. Do you think our sponsor would appreciate an unusual gift like this?
Don, what's so unusual about that? It's just a clock.
Oh, no, Mary. It's not just a clock. It's a syncopated clock.
A syncopated clock?
Yeah, I'll show you how it works. Wait till I wind it up.
Here's a clock that works all right. It works all right, but not exactly quite. Instead of going tick-tock-tick, the crazy clock goes tock-tick-tock. Experts come to hear and see, but none of them can solve the mystery. They called Professor Einstein, too. He said, there's nothing I can do. The man who made it raved and raved, because nobody could say why this silly clock behaved the hickory-dickory way. It has a syncopated tick, a steady rhythm, really kind of slick. It has a beat that we all like, as pleasing as a lucky strike. Lucky, lucky, lucky strike. Round and firm and
totally packed. Mmm, better tasting, that's a fact.
So there's a side of a Lucky's, up on a Lucky's, strike the smoke that new
world. Oh, darn it, it's running down. I'll wind it up again.
That's the cigarette for you and me. Round and firm and fully packed. No loose ends, and that's the fact. LSLSMFT. Better tasting, viral than you see. Here's the smoke that you will like. So let's all light up Lucky Strike.
Puff on a Lucky.
This is our Christmas gift to you, a little Jack Benny, old-time radio on Tube Talk, WRCA 1330 AM.
Don, that's a wonderful gift, and I'm sure the sponsor will be crazy about it.
I thought you'd like it. But, Jack, when I send it to him, should I sign the card just Don or be more formal and sign my full name, Donald Harlow Wilson?
Donald Harlow Wilson? Oh, you know him well enough to sign it Don.
I guess so. Well, I got to run along now. I got to get a present for my wife. So long.
So long. So long.
Say, Mary, did you hear that?
What?
Don's got a middle name. Harlow. I didn't know that.
So what?
So what? Mary, his cufflinks. Don would never forgive me if I left out his middle initial.
Jack, you mean you're going...
I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to get that engraving changed. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir, what can I... Oh, it's you again.
Yes, I've got a slight change for you in that engraving.
Oh, no. Oh, it's you buy the gift, then I engrave the gift, then I wrap the gift, then you change your mind about the engraving, then I unwrap the gift, then I re-engrave the gift, then I wrap the gift. Now you want me to change the engraving again.
Well, never mind that. Just unwrap the gift.
I've already sent it down to the delivery department.
Well, you'll just have to go down there and get it.
What was wrong with it?
There was nothing wrong with it. It's just that I'd like to add some more engraving.
More engraving? Look, mister, that ain't a tombstone. It's a cufflink.
I know. I want to add his a Mitchell... his a middle... his middle initial, H. Now go get my package.
All right. I'll get it.
What an eccentric character. Well, Mary, that takes care of that.
Well, thank heaven. Now let's finish your shopping.
Say, Mary, what do you think I ought to get for my sister Florence?
Well, I don't know. Lingerie might be nice.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, look, Jack. There's Rochester doing his Christmas shopping, too.
Yeah, I want to see what he's getting.
Can I do anything for you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Christmas present for my boss.
Your boss, eh? Well, would you like something in a necktie?
I don't know. That might be all right.
Well, what kind would you like? What kind of a man is your boss?
Well, he ain't exactly the vigorous type like Errol Flynn. And he ain't exactly quite like Gary Cooper. Then again, he ain't exactly bashful like Jimmy Stewart. And on the other hand, he ain't the aggressive type like Humphrey Bogart.
Well, what type is he?
I don't know what he is. I just know what he ain't.
Well, here's a nice necktie that will fit any type of man. And it's only $3.50.
$3.50.
That isn't too much to spend on a present for your employer.
Oh, it isn't. I don't want to spend the money, but I just can't afford it. He doesn't pay me much.
Oh. Well, then here's a nice tie for 79 cents.
How much down?
How do you like that?
I really don't know what to get him.
Let me ask you something. What does your boss usually give you for Christmas?
Well...
Well, what?
Well, last year he gave me $5,000.
He gave you $5,000? That's hard to believe.
You wouldn't believe the truth either.
Come on, Mary, let's go. Oh, Mary, I just thought of something about Don's cufflinks.
Not again.
Come with me. It'll only take a minute.
Oh, clerk, here's the package. I got it up from the delivery room, and I added the extra initial.
Oh, that's too bad. I want to change the cufflinks.
What?
Instead of the $40 ones, I'll take the ones that cost $1.98. Gee, he was such a young fellow. Well, I'll take the $1.98 cufflinks and put the money in his hand. Come on, Mary, let's go.
Jack, if you're going to buy lingerie for your sister Florence, I know just
Mary,
the kind that...
Mary, look.
Where?
In the toy department. There's a little boy climbing up on Santa Claus's lap.
Oh, yes.
Let's listen.
Hiya, Sonny.
Hello, Santa Claus.
What would you like Saint Nick to bring you for Christmas?
I'd like a toy.
What kind?
A bicycle.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
Get a fire truck.
But I want a bicycle.
Bicycle hasn't got a chance.
Why not?
Bicycle tires.
Gee, I never thought of that. I know what, Santa. Just bring me a pair of roller skates.
Now, that is the worst choice you could make.
What?
Roller skates are no good in the mud.
Well, in that case, I know what I'll do.
What?
Come here a minute. Get a high-powered BB gun.
Why a high-powered BB gun?
It's a long shot.
Okay, good luck, Sonny, and Merry Christmas.
You know, Mary, if I didn't see that, I wouldn't believe it.
Well, come on, Jack. Let's buy your sister's present and go home.
Okay.
Well, here's the lingerie counter.
Yeah. Pardon me, but would you mind waiting on us?
Why not? Your money's as good as anybody's.
Well, could you show me something in silk lingerie?
Certainly. What's your size?
Well, they're not for me.
They're for a sister, size 34.
Okay, here's a whole box of them.
Will you lay the lingerie out for us, please?
Just a minute till I put my gloves on.
Gloves?
Touching that stuff with me bare hands makes me a nervous wreck.
Well,
especially the black one.
Look, mister, we haven't got all day. Show us something in a size 34.
Okay. Here's a nice little garment. A genuine, pure silk nightie.
Gee, that's awfully pretty. I think this would be very... Wait a minute, mister. What are all these little loops on the bottom of the nightgown?
The loops?
Yeah, the loops.
Yes, what are the loops for?
When you go to bed, you hook them over your toes so the nightgown won't creep up on you.
A gift, wrap it, and send it to my house.
Yes, sir.
Jack, here comes Don again.
Oh, hello, Don. Have you bought your wife's present yet?
Yeah, I finished all my shopping. I even bought something for the man who collects our garbage.
Oh. Oh, what'd you buy him?
$40 cufflinks.
Don, $40 cufflinks for a man who just collects your garbage?
Jack, the only others they had were $1.98, and I wouldn't give them to a dog.
Well, you can start barking, brother, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Fido. See you later. Come on, Mary, let's go home.
Ladies and gentlemen, industry can produce the bombers and munitions, but only you can give the blood that is needed so badly. Make that appointment today. Call your local blood bank. In the Los Angeles area, the telephone number is Dunkirk 4-5261. Thank you.
Jack will be back in just a moment, but first...
Lucky's taste better.
Yes, there's better taste in Lucky Strike, because Lucky's fine, mild, good-tasting tobacco goes into the cigarette that tops all five principal brands for quality. Lucky Strike. These are not just claims. Facts that prove Lucky's are made better in every way. Facts verified by leading laboratory consultants. One of these, Froling and Robertson of Richmond, Virginia, reports, it is our conclusion that Lucky Strike is the best made of these five major brands. So don't be misled by the smokescreen of claims and empty promises made by other cigarettes. Remember the proven facts of Lucky Strike quality. Enjoy the mild, rich taste of fine tobacco in the cigarette that smokes smoother because it's made better. The cigarette that tastes better. Lucky Strike. You'll prove it yourself by trying a carton of Lucky's today.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, get better taste. Be happy, go lucky, strike today.
Well, Mary, I've done all my Christmas shopping. I guess we can go home.
Yeah, come on, let's...
Well, Mr. Binney, imagine running into you again.
Mr. Kitzel, I thought you finished your Christmas shopping.
Well, I had to come back. I forgot to get a present for my boss. I'm buying him a cigarette lighter.
Ronson?
No, his name is Shapiro.
Oh, well, good night, folks.
This is Don Wilson reminding you to listen to your Hit Parade with Guy Lombardo every Thursday night, presented by Lucky Strike. Consult your newspaper for time and station. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Show, which follows immediately. The Jack Benny program is heard by our armed forces overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Well, you know, so what do you think of that? I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you didn't quite run into as many problems as Mr. Benny did doing your shopping this year. So I'd just like to thank everybody who's been a guest on my show or has listened to the show, anybody who has told a friend about the show. I do appreciate it, and we hope to be here in the new year to stay around for a while. We are the show for the antique radio collector, for the radio restorer, for the person who still likes to listen to good music on the radio. That's what we're here for. Well, who couldn't fall for a little Doris Day with Frank Duvall? Here's Doris.
strike the harp and join the chorus.
La 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 la.
Follow me in merry measure. Fa la 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure. Fa la la.
Well, that's Doris Day with Frank Duvall and his orchestra, and you may remember Frank Duvall, or you may not, from the wonderful world of Fernwood. I believe he was Happy Kine in that program, and I don't know if that's something you remember or forget or are trying real hard to forget, but he was pretty prolific, and he did an awful lot of stuff. He was... He did a lot of music for a lot of the different television programs as well. So back to
silver
a little bit.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
ting-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day, and above all this bustle, you silver bells,
the corner Santa Claus.
Silver bells,
is busy now because
it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
it fills the winter air.
Hear them ring,
you hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City
silver bells,
busy sidewalks, dressed
silver
in holiday
bells,
style. In the
it's
air,
Christmas,
there's a feeling of the Christmas.
City.
Children
ring-a-ling,
laughing, people passing,
baby
smile
ring
after smile. Very
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Bing Crosby with Carol Richards. Nice duet. And if you'd like to drop us an email, tell us what you've thought about the show this year, make any suggestions you might have, email address for the program is tubetalk1@gmail.com. And hopefully next year we're going to have a little feature on the program that I think you might enjoy. We're going to do a little mailbag feature, and I'll invite listeners to email me and give me their opinion, you know, an editorial perhaps on a restoration philosophy or on their particular favorite brand of radio, why they think it's the best, or share with us some of their ideas on the hobby, some of their strongly held positions, if they have them, as far as how they like to do their work or where they like to go to try to hunt up radios. And I'll give voice to that for them. I'll read the mailbag. So we'll be pushing that a little bit more as we get into the new year. And again, I do thank you for listening to Tube Talk. And this is the show for the antique radio restoration community.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We won't go until we have some.
We won't go until we have some.
We won't go until we have some. So bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Aunt Patty.
Merry Christmas, children.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That was Patty Page with the kids from the school bus number 9 as they went off to school this morning. So we try to get a little space for everybody here on Tube Talk. We'll try to get a little more space for the listeners' opinions as well when we roll out the mailbag program. We'll be doing that in the new year.
The bells are Saint Mary. I hear they are calling the young loves, the true loves who come from the sea. And so
we Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Tube Talk. Good night.
Opinions expressed on all WRCA programs are those of the program producers and do not express the views of WRCA, its staff, or management.